Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
March Madness is upon us in a lot of different ways, including at Augsburg University, where they will play in the Division III quarterfinals in hockey. Greg May is their head coach. Coach May joins us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Coach, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me, Maxie. I appreciate it.
You know, I ran into Ted Reverso today over at the girls' basketball state tournament. He's out there recruiting and watching prospects. He, of course, women's basketball coach at Augsburg University, where they won a conference championship. And I was talking to him about probably one of the untold or misunderstood or at least not given enough credit is how Augsburg has dominated winter sports in the MIAC between hockey, basketball, and wrestling, of course. Not just this year, but for years, Augsburg is always right there in the wintertime. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is, and you know, it's funny that you bring that up. There's a point in time around the holiday break here where we had a pretty good record going and a good conference record, and us coaches in our coaches' room were half joking, but we're trying to keep pace with the other teams in our own school, let alone the league, with how good everyone is doing. So it's a fun time around Augsburg, definitely.
To host a quarterfinal game means what to you and your program this Saturday?
Yeah, well, it's huge. I mean, I believe I'm an Augsburg alum, so I should know the answer to this, mm-hmm. but I believe it's the first time in program history that we've hosted an NCAA quarterfinal game. And you know, we told our guys, as cliche as it sounds, that you know, if back in October we told you we'd be hosting game with in a one game shot to get to the Frozen Four, would you take it? And I think every single one of you would. So it's obviously a big deal for us that we tend to play well at home. You know, we have a pretty a raucous environment at Augsburg. It's a small venue and it usually gets pretty loud and packed in there. So we're definitely excited about it, and hopefully we can take advantage of the atmosphere.
You know, I know where Augsburg gets their players from, but St. Norbert up there in Wisconsin, not far from Green Bay, you know, Wisconsin's kind of one of those, I don't know, it's a strange hockey state because there is some good hockey players that come out of there, but they certainly don't have the abundance what Minnesota does. What's their recruiting base? What do schools like that, where do they go find them?
It's a good question. I mean, I think for the most part, I mean, we all kind of get a lot of our guys from the North American Hockey League.
Sure.
Nowadays, even in Division III, everyone's playing 2 years of junior hockey before they come to us. So, you know, they do have a stronger Canadian contingency, I guess I would say, than we traditionally do at Augsburg. But for the most part, we're kind of getting out of the same league, which is the North American Hockey League.
So when you assess talent like that, the North American Hockey League, are you making a lot of visits there? Because it's a little bit cumbersome with the way that league is set up, that you get some peeks at them. But given your schedule as well, are you video? Are you watching them in the summer? How do you go about evaluating those prospects?
Yeah, it's a great question. Kind of a combo. We're fortunate right now that the Minnesota Magicians play out of Richfield.
Yeah, so you get everybody coming through at some point in time, yeah.
We do, exactly. And our assistant coach, Garrett Henriksen, does an awesome job. He's kind of a rink rat, I call him. So he's in the rinks you know, every chance he gets to watch those junior teams play. We do it nowadays in 2022. We have the luxury of being able to watch these guys on video also. Just we have a program where we can type in guys' names and we can see all their shifts clipped up and everything. So we are fortunate to have that. As you know, it doesn't quite beat the eye test when you're physically in the building watching them play. But, you know, we do the best we can. And Division III is a little interesting, too, because, you know, our recruiting really is for the following year. You know, we're not like the Division I guys who are 2 or 3 years down the road.
Yeah, placing guys different spots, all that, yeah.
Exactly. So we're fortunate that we do have some junior hockey around us. There's a team in St. Cloud, there's a team in Chippewa, a team in Austin. So, you know, we don't have to travel too far.
You know, that being said, you know, I went to Hamlin many years ago, and I was on the basketball, so I was on the hockey side, but obviously, you know, all the hockey players, you know, you go to the same get-togethers on the weekends, as they say. But I don't remember anybody being from a junior at that time, late 80s. I'll date myself here, late 80s. I don't remember anybody being from a junior hockey league. When did that kind of change where the juniors became mandatory for the MIAC as well?
I don't know. I know that I played at Augsburg in 2003 to 2007, and we were very heavy. I would say, you know, 90 to 95% guys that played at least 1 year of junior hockey, if not two. And I think it's a little bit of just keeping up with the Joneses. You see these other top teams around the country that are doing it, and they're getting older. And I remember even when I played, I came right out of high school, and it was hard for me my first year. You know, I was 18 years old, and you put a puck in the corner, you got a 25-year-old that you're battling with, and it's usually the 25-year-old's coming out with the puck. You know, so we're fortunate right now that our program is in a state that people want to come play for us. And, you know, we're old. I mean, our average age, I think, is 22.7 right now. You know, so all of our guys other than two played 2 years of junior hockey. You know, I don't to answer your question, I'm not sure when the change happened. I know that even in the early 2000s, it was definitely trending that way if it wasn't already that way with the top programs.
Greg May is our guest. Augsburg, regular season champions, playing for a chance to go to the Division III Frozen Four this Saturday against St. Norbert, who they will play at home at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. What makes this team go? Is it grit? Is it that physical presence? Is it what?
Yeah, we got great leadership. Honestly, we have 8 seniors, and I remember back in October, we were kind of talking over captains, had individual meetings, and I think 12 or 13 different names came up as guys from our team that could be captains. You know, so as cliche as it sounds, we have really good leaders. We're a good skating team. You know, we're a team that likes to make plays. You know, we're not afraid of making mistakes. You know, we like to get after it in that regard. You know, I think like any coach, we wish we had just that little more grit here and there. But we do have it. You know, it's within us, and we've talked about a lot all throughout the year that we're a team that really isn't afraid of the moment. So hopefully we can continue that trend this weekend as well.
And don't you play two goalies?
We do, yeah. We've been platooning them all year long. We've literally go every other game. There was a one-game stint in Concordia in early December where one of our goalies was sick, so we had to go with Jack Roble for both those games. But otherwise, yeah, we've literally been going every other night.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's, you know, if it works, it works kind of thing. But do you find, I mean, is there any secret sauce to that in terms of, you know, a combo goalies? You know, I mean, one person said, well, keep some fresh, especially when you play back-to-back like you guys do, et cetera. But is there something, or is it just based on, hey, if you earn the playing time, you're going to get to play one game?
I think a little bit of everything you just said right there. I think not one of them has given us a reason to not play them, if that makes sense. They are very different. One catches left hand, one catches right hand. You know, one is 6'2", one is 5'8". One is super athletic. One is a little bit more technically sound, I guess, if you will, in the net. So they're very, very different styles as well. And then, like you said, I mean, it keeps them fresh. You know, they're not going back-to-back. You watch these NHL guys, and they always talk about, you know, goalies the second night of a back-to-back or whatever it may be. And it just seems to be working for us right now. You know, and who knows? If we're fortunate to keep going here into the next week, we'll see. We kind of been telling ourselves that we'll make the decision day by day for the last few weeks. And again, our goalies, knock on wood, have been giving us no reason not to play them.
Yeah, I mean, it's so – because, you know, when you win like you guys do, that means whoever plays the first game probably plays pretty well. And that leaves some room for boss. Like, is he on a roll or not? All those things. I didn't know there were any 5 foot, 8 inch goalies left anymore. I thought you had to be 6'2", 6'3", to play goalie. Now you got one, though.
It does seem like it. Yeah, he's pretty dynamic. He's he's what you call very fun to watch. Plays the puck like crazy. He's got a goal in his college career already, and you know, he's pretty dynamic in there.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I appreciate very much, Coach, and good luck on Saturday night and at home. I'm sure you'll get a good crowd. You're not on spring break, are you?
We're at the end of spring break, so hopefully we get the guys and gals coming back from their trips and making a stop at Sagastad on Saturday night for us.
Well, you got a nice barn right there on campus, so it's easy for them once they get there. Thank you so much, and congratulations on a great season.
Thanks, Maxie. Appreciate the support.
You bet. Greg May, head coach, Augsburg University.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.